Good morning, folks. Rick here. Happy March 18th. Woo! How's everybody doing today? Really, not all at once. Holy cow.
We're used to being muted.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. You are used to being muted, which you are going to be in about a second as well. But thanks
well,
for
good morning.
That up.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. All right. So look at this. What do we got? We got 2 weeks left, and we are at the end of the first quarter. Okay. So when I say that, only one of two things can happen. Hold on 1 second here. Okay. I wanted you to feel right back at home and mute you again so we could have a nice clear recording. All right. So when I say we're at the end of the first quarter and it's March 18th, we're just about there. We got 2 weeks. You only can feel two things, excited or slightly depressed by that. And it all depends on where you are and what you're doing. And I'm going to say, even more importantly, it really depends on what you're doing. Okay? Because if, you know, and I'm going to focus a lot on that today. And first, I want to say thanks for Dan Mum last week. A lot of you gave me some great feedback. He did a great job doing the standing in. I was at the retreat. I was at the convention. I hate calling it a retreat because it sounds like I'm going backwards. Anything they should call them charges or advances. But it was a great convention. I'm going to go over all the goodies or some of the goodies that I heard last week. Then I had the great fortune of being in Arizona and went to four different offices. And there was a really great turnout. And this week, I'm going to be at the St. Rose office this morning. I'm going to be at, Sahara tomorrow, Southwest on Wednesday, and Summerlin on Thursday, going over some good stuff about the convention and so forth. Okay, so you know what? I had this awesome thought this morning, too, while I was listening to an audio book, and I was also at the gym this morning. I was thinking, you know what? As I was saying earlier, it's about what you're doing. I know. And it took me a long time to learn this, folks. I'm 54 now. It took me a long time to learn. I would say most of my gains happened since I was 40. Before that, I was doing a lot of motion, but not as productive. And definitely since 50, a lot of people don't like hearing that, but it's true. Even Warren Buffett, okay, I think 90% of his wealth became after he was 50 years old from where he stands right now. And he's 80-something, remember that. Okay, so I'm going to say that it's all about what you're doing, because if you're focused on what you're doing, everything else takes care of itself. If you're always, you know, if you're always focused on the results, but you're not doing the actions, you're never going to get there. You're never going to get there. So that's the key right there. All right? So don't forget, number one, that it's all about what you're doing. All right? So once again, folks, I've muted you all so you feel right at home. Okay, and when I say muted you, meaning you can definitely hit *6 on your phone if you have a question for me. Don't be afraid to do that. *6, love when you have questions. Okay, and let's get started. So March 18th, we're coming close to the end of the first quarter. We're going to be heading into the second quarter. So the good news is you still have 3/4 of the year ahead of you plus 2 weeks, okay? And I'm going to say, once again, it's all about what you're doing. All right, so let's get into this here. Okay, number one. All right. What I'm going to talk about today is social media. First off, the convention or the event was amazing. Okay, the retreat, you know, the National Convention for Berkshire Hathaway in Las Vegas at Caesars last week was absolutely fabulous. If you're already signed up next year, okay, for Nashville, I would definitely, if you've done that, great. If not, sign up for it. All right. It's going to be amazing. And it's going to be absolutely fabulous. So you guys should definitely sign up. I love going to them. And they're quick hits, too. You get there on Sunday, you're gone by Tuesday night or Wednesday if you want to. Okay? So now I'm going to say that I heard a couple things I thought were really good. I'm going to focus on three of them this morning. And the first one I'm going to start with is social media. You know, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but in the last year especially, I would say last 2-3 years, but definitely the last 12 months, I picked it up on my social media presence, doing all kinds of stuff, you know, just to get more coverage, basically, is what it's all about. And obviously video, I'm videoing this morning. Video is probably, not probably, it is the most important part of the whole equation. Okay, so What does that mean? All right. It means you should be, look at, Gary Vaynerchuk, Tim Ferriss, on and on. The list goes on and on. I'm watching other people in the business as well. You should be coming up with content. And as soon as I say the word content, people go, what am I going to talk about? You talk about your job. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about right now. All right. Interest rates are fabulous. The market's great. Inventory is a little higher right now. So if you're a buyer, you have some options. I don't believe it's going to stay like that. There's so many things you can talk about. Okay. And I'm going to tell you something. Usually when you make that comment, what am I going to talk about? It's because you haven't tried it yet. Because when you start doing it, you realize, oh my God, I have so much stuff I can talk about. So content is only one of the words. The other words I would use is document. I'm coming up with content or I'm documenting what I'm doing. Because you got to look at it this way, folks. You are running your own advertising company and the product is you. Okay? It's really simple. The product is you. And I love when people tell me, and I'm not, no names mentioned. I was talking to one of our top producers last week, and he said to me, I don't want to come across as a narcissist. And I said, you know what? When you first start doing it, you feel like that a little bit, but you get over it quickly. He started laughing. I go, so a little narcissism is okay. Plus, you can't be afraid to show people you're a little confident in yourself. I mean, it really comes across. And I'm going to say even more importantly than confidence, okay, is really vulnerability. That's what most people are afraid of. Like last week, I was at the, Thursday morning. I'm at the North Scottsdale office, brand new office, and I'm making the point. Nobody cares, okay, what you look like on video but you. No one's dissecting your chins and your wrinkles, if you have any, or, you know, whether you have hair or like me, no hair. And, you know, I mean, no one cares. No one's the only person who's dissecting you is you. So somebody took a little snippet of that and posted it on Instagram, giving me, I think it was cat ears and nose and whiskers. And I thought it was hilarious. So I reposted it, of course. But I mean, you know, just nobody really cares what you look like but you. And I know a lot of our agents, one of them in particular in California, she's posting her new workouts. She's lost 40, 50 pounds. As a matter of fact, you guys heard me interview her a couple weeks ago, Martha. And I think it's great. She's documenting herself, okay, into good health and so forth as an inspiration for other people. That is such an awesome thing, okay? I mean, it's just, and think about it. You can do the same thing with your real estate career. You can do the same thing with your life, if you have hobbies, whatever, okay? I do know this. I do know that nobody cares about your business videos unless you show a little personality too. Got to show them a little personal life. Got to show them that you have a, you know, if you have a life outside of real estate, okay? Otherwise, I've noticed that once I've implemented, and I'm going to tell you something, folks, okay? I've done a couple workout videos. That was not comfortable for me, all right? Just so you know, it was not. And I'd even do a little music video here and there, have a little fun on Super Bowl Sunday, whatever. And I'm going to tell you, those that I do get way more views and way more content than anything. The number one thing I did was when I made fun of that 10-year challenge a couple of months ago, or a month and a half ago, whatever it was. And I posted a picture when I was 14 and a picture of me last week or whatever. And I said, you know, here's me 10 years ago. I was 14, joke. And then here's me today. And people think real estate's stressful. I don't see it. Do you? And that was the joke, because some people were being less than honest with their 10-year challenge pictures because I know them, to make a spoof of it. Okay, and it's the most viewed, shared, looked at thing, okay, that I've ever done on social media. The number one thing I ever did on social media was when I got hacked, my Facebook and my Instagram. And at first I felt violated. And then when I saw what it did to my account after we cleaned it all up, I was like, holy cow, I need to get hacked every 6 months, because it really increased your reach. And as Francesca said, only movie stars get hacked. I was like, awesome. Woo! So anyway, whatever you can do, keep social media going. As crazy as it sounds, most of the speakers that I heard said that those little car videos are really up there as far as views. People, you know, you're talking to people while you're driving. So I'm gonna insert a little GoPro in my car and start doing some car videos. Okay, whatever. Hey, look, at my job is to train. Once again, I have the best job on the planet because my job is to make you more successful. Love my job. And to recruit other agents from other companies to do the same here. Your job is to get buyers and sellers. Okay. So it's actually, you know, you want to be sending Facebook and LinkedIn make it so easy for you because you can send out Facebook. You can send out requests. You cap out at 5,000. I know very few people that have their Facebook friends at 5,000. You should. Okay. Now remember, you shouldn't have other real estate agents in there like me. You should have people that have jobs that work in your marketplace that you can buy and sell homes with. That's what you should have. Okay. They're going to unfriend you because they're going to see what you're doing. Who cares? Send out more. And then you'll get a really good group of people. It's kind of like a sphere of influence. Okay. I call it the third CRM. Because I would have my CRM in the VAC. I would also have one in an auto dialer. That's the way I used to do it. And then I would have my social media CRM. Okay? Because you're going to get business from it. All right? And the woman I interviewed a couple weeks after Martha, okay, Maisha from the same office, she does two videos a week. And she started in October of last year. And this year she's got four deals. And who knows? She may have more now because that was a month ago when I interviewed her, a month and a half ago. Okay, so, if you're thinking, oh, it's just not me, this is my comment to you. Oh, money is just not you? That doesn't make any sense to me. Do you have an income aversion problem? You know, social media is there for free. Free, my favorite price. I mean, you may boost things and do, but think about it. If you have Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter, those are my favorite four. I mean, there's other ones that are nice, but they're not absolutely necessary in my opinion. Facebook is by far the most necessary. Okay, we actually saw Randy Zuckerberg speak, Mark's sister, who was involved with Facebook when it started and so forth. Amazing. As a matter of fact, she's the woman that came up with Facebook Live, and they kicked it off with Katy Perry's tour. It's very interesting stuff. Okay, but, you know, look, you're an advertising agency. I would even say with a slice of reality show, and the reality show is you. Okay, now look, I'm not saying you get on there and tell people how wonderful you are. You tell them, you know, this is what's going on with the market. I'm having this open house. You know, these are things to think about. You know, if you're using Engage 121, it'll take a lot of that branded stuff away from you. You can do that. All right, but you should be documenting as well. Even some testimonials from your customers and clients, I think, work well. Okay. So that's really the bottom line is you should all have a social media presence and you should all crank it up on that, okay? It's very important that you do that, and it's available for free. When I started in the business, here it comes, back in my day. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But when I started in the business in 1985, if you wanted to get the kind of reach that you guys can get right now for pretty much free, you had to buy TV, billboards, bus benches, newspaper, new magazines. Today you can get all of that for pretty much free, and you should be doing a little boosting and maybe even some Facebook ads, but don't worry about that for a while. Get started doing what we're talking about. Okay? So that's number one on my list. Any questions about that? Hit star six and I can hear you. Hit star six. Guys, you have to remember something too. My job prior to this was working for Mike Ferry. I didn't even have a social media presence. I didn't even have a Facebook page. Okay, until I came to this company. Everything that I've done on social media, okay, definitely with the help of Francesca, since she's been here a couple years now, has been since I started with this company, okay? So I've had to learn it. I used to make fun of it. I used to have names for it that I can't repeat, especially Facebook. But now when I've just changed my mind about it and said, look, how can I use this as a vehicle to get more of what I'm looking for? Because think about it. I have my own reality show, my own advertising company. All I have to do is take the steps. Take the steps. Okay, so now back to where I started, and I never finished my statement. This morning when I was on the elliptical, I remember. It was like one of those moments. And I remembered saying to myself, you know, think about this now, about social media, about your business, about everything. There's something in your mind, in your brain called the reticular activator. A reticular activator is, I'll give you an example. You buy a black Mercedes. I never noticed how many black Mercedes were on the road until I owned a black Mercedes. Okay? You can do the same thing. Okay, now, and you start noticing other things. You can do the same thing with your goals. You can decide on a goal, convince yourself you're going to get it, and then you'll start noticing things that you didn't notice before. Okay, I think that's pretty powerful. And you can absolutely trick yourself into doing that if you just get started with it, okay, immediately. And affirmations, visualizations, what you're reading, what you're doing, all of that is critically important. Okay, any questions about that before I move on? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Okay, so the next part is company tools. I know I'm a company guy, but we have great company tools. So I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to make it short on this point. VAC, the Resource Center, the Berkshire Hathaway has new stuff coming out. So I would recommend that every one of you, okay, absolutely do the VAC 1 and 2 and 3 classes all the time, at least a couple times a year, especially 2 and 3 once you've done one a couple times, okay? So because we have unbelievable stuff in there. And when we're talking about social media, if you combine that with the VAC and the Resource Center, okay, you're at the cutting edge. They're really committed, being your brand, Berkshire Hathaway, really committed to keeping all of us at cutting edge of all that stuff. Okay, so I would definitely recommend, you know, like Videolicious, you know, I mean, Mobility RE, all the stuff that we offer. If you're not, if I just said two terms that you don't know what they are, you should definitely look into. MarketWatch is another one I love. The buy side, you know, you should be making part of your presentations, if not part of your prospecting. Okay, all of that stuff. Okay, any questions so far? Hit star 6, I can hear you. Don't hear anybody so far. Hey, you guys are used to being muted. Okay, so don't be shy. Jump in anytime. Oh, go right ahead.
Yeah, where can you find, you mentioned VAC classes 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where can you find that on the website?
It's on the education website. Talk to your managers about it. Which state are you in?
California.
California. Okay, which office are you in?
Anaheim Hills.
Okay, so just talk to Jenny. Jenny can help you with that. Because
okay,
I know that, yeah, Michelle or Lorette, or they all come, they have a schedule of when they come to your office, and usually it's at the Yerba Linda office in that training room.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so definitely get in there. And you know what? Okay, honestly, I would definitely take the classes, but if you pull that up in your computer, I mean, really, it's kind of like an iPhone. If you play with it enough, you're going to figure it out, but I would definitely take the classes too.
Thank you.
Because I want to know, because they really know how to use it, I would have specific questions. Okay, I'm running my business like this. How would I best use this? I want to use this, whatever that is in there, because there's so many things in there. You can't use them all. Okay, so I would definitely talk to Jenny, and she'll give you the schedule. Okay, sound good? All right, cool. Thank you. Thanks for asking that question. It's a good question. My pleasure. Anytime. Anyone else have a question? Hit star 6. I can hear you. Okay, so here we go. So number one on my list was social media. I think I talked enough about that today. Number two on my list was the company tools. Just become familiar with them, folks. I mean, I know I'm a company guy. You know, look, the company tools to me are kind of like social media. Why? Or we could even take my coaching with the company. Okay, now, social media is free, so no one takes it real seriously. It's not going to be free forever, I'm telling you right now. Okay? Company tools, well, they're in your split, but, okay, technically they're free. You can use as much or as little as you want. It doesn't mean because it's free it's bad. It means, okay, it's available to you. We tend to put more emphasis, I'm telling you, in your split you're paying for it. You might as well use it as much as possible. Okay? You can spend some money on social media, but you don't have to spend a lot of it. I'm going to tell you that eventually – big companies, I'm talking big companies, you know, they're starting to use more and more social media. And as that happens, I believe it's going to become more expensive. Okay, right now, you want to get in there because it's really still basement level, even though it's been around for a while. Okay, so there you go. There's my commercial about that. And then the company tools as well. The third point is a lot of people, a lot of the breakouts, a lot of the sessions I went to, we're all about the listing presentation. As a matter of fact, Alan Dalton said, stop calling it a listing presentation. Okay, call it a marketing presentation. And stop calling comparables comparables. You know, call them your competition, or this is what an appraiser is going to use, because it makes people feel less special about their home. And I think the language is important, okay, but I think what's most important to me is your confidence in doing a listing presentation. You guys have to realize that, you know, people are spending a lot of money, 6, 7, 5, 6, 7%. That's a lot of money, depending on where you are, okay? I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. If it's, whether it's $300,000 house or $1.5 million, 5, 6, 7% of those, that's a lot of money. And people are hiring the people that are the most confident. First off, you already have the best name brand on the planet, and you don't need to beat that up. You're going to go in. It's part of your presentation. As a matter of fact, I would have a lot of it in my pre-listing package. That's definitely one way to separate yourself from everybody else, is by using a pre-listing package, because very few people do. What is a pre-listing package? Well, you need to take success series, because I go over that. But a pre-listing package basically is a pre-sale package of what you're going to be talking about, okay, while you at your listing presentation or marketing proposal, whatever you're going to start calling it now. Okay, so I think, you know, that's very, very, very important. The whole idea here is so that you make yourself different. Okay, you're already different with the call, you know, with our Berkshire Hathaway name. You're already different. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to, expand upon that. And how do you expand upon that? Well, if I know that very few people are dropping off a pre-listing package, I'm going to drop off a pre-listing package. Okay, and I'm going to give them homework. I need you to look at this. I need you to have questions. I want to make sure they're going through the whole thing, because if you're using the stuff that's in the VAC, guys, it makes you look good, and it's really relevant information. Okay, secondly, all right, I want to practice, drill, and rehearse my presentation. Think about this. You're going on a listing presentation where you could make $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, and we wing it. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. Okay, so if you really want to get more of your listing presentations, then you need to be more confident, because when you're, I didn't say cocky or arrogant, I said confident. Confident means they know I know what I'm talking about, because it's coming across. People hire people. Look, okay, when I'm sitting there listening to you, am I feeling comfortable that you can sell my home for the most money with the least amount, with the fewest problems in the least amount of time? I don't care what they say, that's what they're thinking. Okay? All right, let me rephrase that. 95% of them. Okay, because a lot of you are thinking, well, there's open door, offer pad, commission cutters. All those added together make up about 5% of the market. So if you're thinking about that, it's on your mind, all right, and it definitely comes across in your presentation. 95% of the people you're talking about want the most money. If they're thinking commission cutting, the mistake they're making is, by paying less commission, I'm going to net more money, and that's not a fact. And it's your job to show them why that's not a fact. And that should be part of your presentation. Knowing, okay, that it comes up, you should be making it part of your presentation, and you should be talking net. You know, I used to just ask them, do you want to pay the smallest commission, or would you rather net the most money? And every once in a while, someone will say both. Yes, and I would want that too, but that's not an issue. That's not an option. Pay the most or net the most? What would you, pay the least or net the most? What would you rather do? And most of them say, well, I want to net the most money. Okay, well, that's what we're talking about then. How do we net you the most money? Okay, thinking you can pay the least commission is just one of the options. Let me show you our option. And then I go through our presentation. But you got to know your numbers in order to do it that way. Okay, so when you have when you have a listing presentation that you've practiced, it comes across as being confident. I also like to add humor into mine, as you guys had probably noticed. I think people, you know, attach more to you. You can't make your whole thing a comedy routine, but you've got to get them laughing a little bit during the presentation. Okay, have them smile. Okay, I think it's a lot of that is part of your presentation. You have certain parts where you can add humor into it. Okay, language is important. As you guys know, during success series, I talk a lot about language and how you use it. And then the last point about that is also, their personality style is critically important. Okay, are they, you know, what are they, a driver? That's a slightly different presentation. Now, people say to me, well, I thought you just said you needed a canned presentation. I did. But you're going to alter the way you present it slightly. The roadmap's the same. Okay, whether you're analytical, okay, expressive, amiable, okay, or driver, you still want top dollar, 95%. So the end result is the same. The question is how we get there. That's the difference. How we get there is differently based on their personality style. They're just slight intricacies. Okay, if you want to read a great book about that, as I always say, read the book called Versatile Selling by the Wilson Learning Institute. Okay, and also take Success Series. I'm doing it the second week of April in Las Vegas again, and the third week of April, okay, in Phoenix, Scottsdale, okay, Arizona. All right, so, and then I do it various times in California. I'll be in California actually next week as well, all three markets. Okay, so there you go. There's my presentation for this morning, folks. Okay, I've gone on for 28 minutes. Does anybody have any questions for me about what we talked about this morning? Questions about social media and how to do it. So questions about the company tools or how to implement, and questions about listing presentation. Any of that I can help you with today. Don't be shy. All right, folks, so here's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to do this again in exactly 1 week. Okay, think about what we talked about today. Listen to this over and over. We'll do this again in exactly 1 week. You guys are the best. I'll probably have an interview actually next week as well. Woo! Let's go get them. Thanks for your time.